What do you call the thing that women carry all their things around with them?
Purse, a pocketbook.
Okay. And she might wear on her wrist
a watch. A bracelet.
Okay. And around her neck, she might wear
a necklace. Mm-hmm.
Would you call it anything else if it were, say, beads or pearls?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. You ever say string of beads or pair of beads?
No, I've seen the term string of beads, but we never say it.
Okay. What about something that men would wear to help keep up their pants that comes over their shoulders?
Suspenders.
Mm-hmm. Any other word you've heard of?
Galluses. I think that's the word.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you associate that word galluses with a particular type of person? Somebody being more likely to use it than others?
Older person.
Okay. And something that you hold over your head to keep rain off.
It's an umbrella. For the sun, it's a parasol.
Just for the sun, it'd be a parasol.
That's the way I use it.
Sure. Would men use a parasol?
No.
All
right. Men are supposed to bear the sun.
All right. Talking about making up a bed, the last thing that goes on the bed is the
spread.
Okay. And you rest your head on it.
The pillow.
Okay. Ever seen anything that was a good bit longer than a pillow that might have been used just for looks on the bed?
I've seen it, but I don't know what they call that. No, I can't think of what they call that.
You know, bolster?
I may have heard that term. Mm-hmm. May have. Might have been. Yeah, might have been just that.
So
bolster.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the bolster, if it's particularly long, you might say it doesn't just go part way across the bed. It goes
all the way across.
Okay.
Or it covers it.
Right. All right. Something else that you might have on your bed in wintertime for warmth. These things usually patch together.
Those are quilts.
And something that you would make up on the floor for a little boy to sleep on would be a
pallet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alright, talk about the land. This adjective. If a farmer expects a big crop, he might say, well, we ought to do pretty well this year because the soil is very
rich.
Or
fertile.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a name for piece of land that's very good land, low-lying land, might have had water on it at one time?
Bottom land.
Right, okay. What about land that's not so good because it has water on it all the time?
Swamp land?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
People in this part of the country ever use the word marsh?
Yeah, some. You hear somebody every now and then say that.
Mm-hmm. What would they mean?
Something similar to a swamp, but that's what I just figured it was the same thing almost. Mm-hmm.
But you might call it a...
I think of a swamp land, swamp around here, when we talk about swamps, it would be in trees also growing there, you know.
Yeah.
But when they say a marsh, we just think of high grass and water.
Actually. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a name for land that's just covered with grass? You know, kind of rolling land?
Pasture. Just pasture, I would think.
Would you ever hear people around here say meadow?
No. They wouldn't say meadow.
That kind of strike you as a literary term? Maybe?
Yeah, around here.
Okay.
They all know, you know, everybody knows what the term means, but they hardly ever use it.
Okay. You have names for different types of soil around here, according, you know, terms that would indicate whether it's good soil or poor soil?
Yeah, that black soil, supposedly the good topsoil, supposedly the best, but it gets washed away and winds up in the delta, down some rivers, wherever the river empties.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best